Reading the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus passed by, two blind men followed him, crying out, "Son of David, have pity on us." And when Jesus entered the house, the blind men approached him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I can do this?" "Yes, Lord," they said to him. Then he touched their eyes and said, "Let it be done for you according to your faith." And their eyes were opened. Jesus warned them sternly, "See that no one knows about this." But they went out and spread the word of Jesus through all that land. The Gospel of the Lord. I wonder sometimes how these two blind men know about Jesus. Obviously, of course, other people told them about him. And neat thing too, here they are, you know, were they friends? Maybe they supported one another by helping each other bump along the roads and whatnot. But the important thing, again, somehow they did not hesitate to come to Jesus and say, "Son of David, have pity on us." And maybe you can see in that thing too, you know, Jesus is going to be passing by you and me today too. Will we see Jesus in the presence of people around us? Are we going to keep our eyes polite? The presence of God's love, glory, goodness, gentleness, kindness that's all around us. Or will we fail to see Jesus? Yeah, especially some of those people in the church driving on the highway today. I don't know about you, but since I've been here, I find that people really do like to ride in your rear end. So maybe if that happens to you today in the highway, instead of cursing that person, say a gentle prayer and God will keep them far away from it. But again, too, if we open to the presence of Jesus and those we meet today, flip it over again, will these people see Jesus' presence in you and me by our kindness, by our thoughtfulness, our gentleness, our openness? They were afraid to bring their needs to the Lord. I wonder sometimes, too, I'm a little hesitant at times to tell the Lord what's really going on in my heart. And I want him to see the bad side of who I am. But Jesus sees everything that goes on inside of us, so don't be afraid again to bring the fears, the doubts, the worry, the anger, the hatred, doubtfulness, even the joy to the Lord today. Let Jesus touch you, or you may meet him in your life today as he touched the blind man. Put it together, I think, a little bit today, too, our Jesus said, lists a lot of customs and traditions behind him. One of the stories is that he brought dowry money for a man whose three daughters who were going to be getting married, and he helped them so they would not be shamed. And the traditions of how he became known as the one for children, the image of Santa Claus. So I think of the idea of the gifts. You know, Christmas is a time, you know, we think giving gifts to one another, and certainly Nicholas did that. So maybe today again, think of the gift of yourself, of who you are. That can be a gift, a present you can give to somebody else. Flip it over again, where you and I accept the presence, the gifts of others, of who they are to us. And all makes God's presence known a little more in our world and all we need.